Late last night, lawmakers agreed on a bill that will dramatically overhaul the state's medical marijuana program. If that bill becomes law, the proposal is expected to have a significant impact on the dozens of small businesses operating as caregivers, opening the door for more patients in exchange for stricter state oversight. Steve Missler has details.
Homegrown Healthcare of Maine might be easy to miss for drivers barreling down Route 202 just outside of Augusta, but it's literally a one-stop shop for people who qualify as patients or who want to under the state's medical marijuana program. Owner Catherine Lewis begins her tour in the kitchen that doubles as a demonstration area for cultivation classes and production of cannabis-infused oils and edibles.
Well, we can teach patients and caregivers how to make different tinctures and oils and salves. Terry's making edibles right now, and we do.
She then enters a small room where she consults patients, some of whom are referred by the doctor's office right across the hallway. Inside is an assortment of cannabis flower and tinctures, even time-release patches that dispense cannabis oil, THC, or both.
That's just one little case of medicine. These are the different flowers that we have. We have the sativas, indicas, hybrids, and high CBD strains.
There's a chessboard out in the waiting area. Marijuana leaves represent the pawns. It's not quite clear which is the king or the queen, the pipe or the hookah. But late Tuesday night, Lewis and roughly 3,000 other registered caregivers moved one step closer to a checkmate of sorts for their patients and businesses.
And send down four concurrence. It's a vote.
The vote brings Maine to the brink of overhauling its medical marijuana program, and it could transform its regulations to one that treats caregivers like Lewis less like shady elixir peddlers and more like legitimate purveyors of medicine. Catherine and her husband Glenn have operated since 2011, a couple of years after the state allowed medical cannabis shops like this. But Catherine, who is also head of the Medical Marijuana Caregivers of Maine, says the state hasn't treated medical cannabis businesses like others.
We've been businesses and held accountable to paying taxes since 2010 without the business benefits.
For example, current state law prohibits patients from visiting more than one caregiver. And caregivers can't have more than one employee, a rule that would change under the overhaul bill now awaiting action by Governor Paul LePage.
A lot of the caregivers started off as patients themselves, and so they have limitations.
And Lewis would know. Her husband Glenn is a caregiver who also happens to be battling cancer. The couple are both registered caregivers, yet it was once illegal for them to grow cannabis in their home unless a locked door separated their plants. Catherine and other caregivers have been trying to change those and other restrictions over the past several years, but it wasn't until this year that a major overhaul picked up momentum. And it came amid uncertainty and strong legislative opposition to the recreational marijuana law that voters passed in 2016.
What are we doing here? I am just appalled at how this is going down. I am voting no for every marijuana piece here.
Senator Scott Searway is a Republican from Benton, as well as a former police officer. He's known as one of the more vociferous opponents to legal marijuana, once asserting in a floor speech that it increases risk of schizophrenia and minor heart attacks. Searway even proposed a bill that would ask voters if they want to repeal the 2016 legalization law.
We're really in trouble. We need to take another look for safety, public health.
Searway's repeal bill failed in the House and Senate on Tuesday, the same day that the medical overhaul passed. The outcomes of the two bills might seem to signal a natural progression of attitudes towards marijuana as states like Maine move towards legalization, but others might see a contrast in attitudes toward the recreational and medical programs. The legislature's rewrite of the recreational law is an inherently conservative proposal, with strict limits on packaging, retail shops tracking, and no municipal revenue sharing to expedite growth of the industry. On the other hand, the medical overhaul eliminates caps on the number of patients caregivers like Lewis can treat. In addition, prospective patients no longer have to prove that they have one of a handful of qualifying conditions to get a medical cannabis card. If a doctor thinks cannabis can help an ailment, they can prescribe it. Some might see those changes as permissive, even progressive, but not Lewis.
They're really not. When you look at it, everything that we're getting, we're going to have so much greater oversight.
That increased scrutiny comes in the form of unannounced state inspections and tracking cannabis from seed to sale. Governor LePage said last year that more oversight is needed if the medical program is going to continue. And caregivers like Lewis now hope that the bill on LePage's desk meets that standard. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.